This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Welcome back to your TF Metals Report podcast highlights for the first week of April, first week of the new quarter, 2024. We figured this was going to be a busy week and a good week for the metals after the way they finished last week at the end of the first quarter. And, well, we didn't know that for sure as the week began on Monday, but I felt pretty confident. In fact, when the market resumed trading Sunday evening, I actually ventured into the casino and bought myself a call on COMEX Silver. For those that played along and followed me with something like that, they ended up having a pretty good week too. But we didn't know that for sure as the week began. Began kind of quietly in silver. And that was all part of what we discussed back on Monday, April the 1st. Silver, on the other hand, notice the only the 50-day is moving up. Could we perhaps, sometime in the next week or two, get a little bullish cross here? Again, you look back the whole period of the 6 months, that green line has been below the red, okay? But they're moving toward each other. Silver can keep moving up to 25 and a half, 26. It's going to pull that green line up. We're going to get a little bullish cross, and that should help get the algos to buy some. And if we're near 26 when that happens, that may finally be the catalyst to take us up to 27-ish, maybe even toward 28. If you'd followed these podcast summaries for any length of time, or if you follow me on Twitter at TF Metals, then you know that we discovered a number of years ago the tight correlation between silver and the mining shares. Not so much gold, but silver. So we keep an eye on silver as it relates to the mining shares, and we keep an eye on the mining shares using the ETFs as a proxy. Now, back on Tuesday, April the 2nd, we noticed that the GDX and the SILJ, while performing great over the last few weeks, had yet to really break out. However, the GDXJ was doing a little bit better. And again, that was part of what we discussed Tuesday, April the 2nd. Because look at the GDXJ as opposed to the GDX, which hasn't made it back above that level, or the SILJ, as we just discussed. Look at the GDXJ. In fact, that is the highest close in the GDXJ since May the 15th of last year. Again, you could maybe say, somewhere between 39 and 40 is the most important level, but you're just going to draw a line. Draw that line at 39, breaking down through 39, May 17th or something of last year. Look at those candles, the wicks in late May and early June. Can't get back above there. Finally pop above there in July for a day. Finally pop above there early December 1st for a day. Finally pop up there for a couple of days in late December, slammed. But not only did we pop above, we got above. Used it as support even yesterday. GDXJ looks like it wants to go another 10% from here up to 43 or so. And you would think that would bode well for everything else, right? Anyway, it's a very good chart of the GDXJ. Wednesday the 3rd brought a visit from our old friend, the Golden Jackass himself, Jim Willie. About 45 minutes of totally free audio, you don't need a subscription to listen, is available at the TF Metals Report homepage. Just got to scroll down because it was posted on Wednesday. Just click the link and start the podcast player. You won't be disappointed. Jim was on point and brief. Not a 3-hour podcast, about 45 minutes. You'll enjoy every minute and you'll learn something along the way too. Here's just a small sample of what we discussed on Wednesday the 3rd.
I think we're looking at 2,600 by autumn. And I make that very general. And I've been misquoted a couple times, Lord Hemke, and I'm a bit bothered by it because, you know, when I get misquoted, it gets spread around. I have not said, look for a June-July Treasury bond default. I have said the following, look for June and July talk, debate about Treasury bond default. Talk and debate. That's what I expect we will see. And the talk and debate is sufficient to light a big ass fire under the gold market and rising price. By summertime, we are overdue. I'm not going to say it's going to happen. We're overdue for silver to get past the 30 resistance. And when it does, it could be this autumn. If we get 2,600 gold, I do not see a silver price that will remain under 30.
Quite a bit of volatility emerged on Thursday the 4th, and we were all over it. Tell you what, though, one thing we noticed, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, was that gold seemed to move up in $40 increments, also moved down, finding support in $40 increments too. We revisited that idea on Thursday the 4th because you can plainly see it on this two-hour chart that goes back to when this all began on February the 29th. All of these $40 increments play off of the old all-time high at 1920 back in 2011. And again, you can plainly see it on this chart. And we discussed that, again, on Thursday the 4th. Somebody mentioned this the other day about the $40 ladder levels again. If you remember this, we were talking about this last year and the year before. It's amazing how gold would move in $40 ladder levels based off of the 1920 old high from 2011. 1960, 2000, 2040 on the way up, 1880, 1840, 1800. Okay, anyway, look at this now. This is remarkable. I started this by just looking for on this. I mean, this is a two-hour candlestick chart going back to when this move started on the last day of February. Okay? And I'm like, where would we find support if, you know, all heck breaks loose tomorrow and you want to buy the dip, that sort of thing. And this is a hard thing to do, right? I mean, we're talking really short-term charts. Well, obviously, the first initial support's 2280, right? Because that was resistance earlier this week. Okay. 2320 right now seems to be resistance. You can sure see that. Wait a second. That's $40. If you look down another 40, that's 2240. You can see where that had been resistance back around the 21st of March. Another $40 down is 2000, or I mean 2200. You can see us oscillating around that for the better part of 2.5 weeks. Then in that initial run up the first week of March, look at that. Every $40. So, okay. Looking to buy the dip tomorrow, you know, after the BLSBS, something like that. 2280 is your first support. 2320 is resistance. We get above there, 2360 will be resistance before we get to 2400. If you break 2280, yeah, you might get a little support 2260, but my next target would then would obviously be 2240. Look, that sounds simple, but this has worked for so long now, and you can see it plain as day on this chart. And on Friday, April the 5th, it looks like we are going to have quite the reversal on our hands to wrap up the week. With China closed today, price was beaten back to about 2280 on the June contract overnight. It then rallied back to 2310 and then was beaten back again after the obviously ridiculous and falsified jobs report. But then the dollar index rolled over, went from more than 50 cents higher to now, as I speak, only up about 15 or 20 cents. And gold got fire. Now, there's a lot going on here. A lot of momentum chasing. Concerns over a wider war in the Middle East that could erupt over the weekend. There's obviously a lot going on. But this is a pretty impressive candle on the daily chart. And if it holds all the way through the close, that's a bullish engulfing candle that would imply higher prices again next week. And just simply breaking out above 2,300 and closing above that level, that implies higher prices too. Look, you're missing out if you're not helping us at TF Metals Report. And I mean that, helping us. The whole community helps each other. It's only $15 a month. And you need to be a part of it so that you get accurate information every day about the metals and the mining shares. Come check us out. TFMetalsReport.com. You can subscribe just 1 month at a time. 50 cents a day. You should be a part of it at this time in history. Again, TFMetalsReport.com. Thank you for listening to these podcast highlights, and we'll have another show for you next week.